producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I haven't even gotten into the Infowars.com news. It's all off the chart important. Given the number out yet to take your phone calls. We have the owner of one of the shops joining us that's in the news. That shop's right in the middle of where everything got looted and burned down in a suburb of St. Louis, South St. Louis. But we're going to get County Guns LLC owner on. And, of course, it was in the local news. Folks out front their businesses with AR-15s. Protecting them. So that's very exciting to see the Second Amendment maintaining order when obviously the police can't. And I do think there should be more representative, of the fact that you're going to see this type of stuff happening when that area, that town of Ferguson is mainly black. And I think it's something like 80% of the police force is white. But then the argument is they've got all these drives nationwide to try to hire black officers. And I know that's true because I looked at the statistics, and they just can't hire them. They just can't get enough folks to go try to get the job. But in my experience, I've seen just as much police brutality, black on black, as I've seen white on black. And the statistics show that. Again, statistics don't lie. Depending on the area of the country, it's between 5 and 12 times black on white crime. And that's not an anti-black statement. It's just I'm telling you the fact. 5 to 12 times black on white crime. And it's similar number black on black. There's just an attitude, though, that, well, whites are inherently bad. Kind of like one of the new Black Panther Party guys said down in Houston a few years ago to the news. Don't rob and steal from black people. Go do it to white crackers. I mean, most white crackers, cracker asses, are just like black folks working 2-3 jobs and getting some kind of assistance on the side. Because they can't make it, and you know their kids are going to juvenile because they got caught with marijuana, and I mean hell, that half the people I see walking around are a black guy with a Hispanic lady, or a white woman with a black guy, or a white guy with a Hispanic lady. I mean, quite frankly, everybody's getting along pretty good, except for the media trying to create all this racial division, and that's because that's all they've got, folks. They want to distract everybody with that. And I'm just sick of it. But it's mindless, idiotic tribalism. But I'm really sick of racist black people not knowing they're racist. On the news, Al Sharpton, it just goes on and on, where people feel like folks are racist against them, so it's okay for them to have this stereotypical attitude that white people don't like them, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, where you just see incredible statements of anti-white garbage across the board, and it's acceptable. And so, again, all through this guilt complex, government will oppress any group they can get away with. So you had a bunch of white people with black folks ending slavery and then trying to end all these other abuses. And then when the war is partially won against that, instead of people going, wow, there are a lot of good white folks that said no to this, all white people have been baptized in guilt and told they're all inherently bad, even if their grandfather got here, in 1900 from Poland or Germany, where nobody ever had any black slaves, and they were slaves in Poland and slaves in Germany, indentured servants. Most of the white people in this country weren't even here. Their ancestors didn't get here till slavery was over. And then most of the white people that were here before, what, 3%? In the South, owned slaves. And then the poor whites had their wages driven down by the slavery and were sharecroppers. See, I know the economics of all this, so I refuse all the guilt. I'm just tired of it. I'm sick of it. Meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines, fluoride in the water, brain damaging everybody, killing people with Gardasil, but nobody wants to talk about it.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to break down the situation unfolding in South St. Louis and in other areas like Ferguson. The epicenter since a black 18-year-old teen who, from all indications, looked like a pretty good guy, got shot, and the police are saying that he basically attacked him in the police car and resisted. I mean, the FBI shot one of the Boston bombing suspect's friends in the back of the head and admitted he didn't resist and didn't have a weapon. So a precedent, it appears, could be getting set, like we saw with the famous BART shooting of Oscar Grant, where this happens. Or the crowd may be lying, and at the same time, he could have assaulted the officer and then tried to get the gun, like they're saying. We don't know the truth. But what I know is it's wrong to run around and burn down grocery stores and mini-marts, gas stations, and people's houses. And a bunch of criminals with their pants hanging down around their ankles, you know, with their butts hanging out, running around doing this. And it's a microcosm of what will happen in this country if there's a bigger war, a depression. We've got millions of illegals pouring in. There's a depression in many areas of the country. We had troops a few years ago rolling around East St. Louis, preparing for civil unrest. So they see this as a major hotspot. We have a volunteer was actually on the fire department, a firefighter who owns a gun shop. He's Adam Weinstein. He owns County Guns, countyguns.com on Facebook. It's County Guns. And he joins us because, and we'll show some of these images of the tattoo parlor, the gun shop, and others in the shopping center that is right next door to businesses that were burned basically on both sides. But the looters didn't go over there where folks had AR-15s. So he joins us now. Now, he's on call right now with the fire department, and there are fires and things. There was more rioting last night, so he may have to go at any time. The police have been trying to keep the media out, which is not a good sign. There's a lot going on. I've seen members of the city council having guns aimed at them by police for walking around with cameras. So I think that's, again, too big a show of force by police. But I guess their view is, you know, scare the public so the looting stops. Adam, thank you for coming on with us. I appreciate you joining us.
How you doing?
Good. Break down what you've witnessed the last 3 days, 4 days, and give us the inside scoop on the fact that you guys were armed outside your businesses.
Well, the first night, which I guess was that would be Sunday, we were all basically at home listening to the radio and the television and hearing things progress after the young man was shot and killed. And we could tell that the looting and the crowd was heading up West Morrison towards where our business was. So we all just kind of decided to head up there and basically take a stand and let them know that that wasn't going to be tolerated at the strip mall where our business is located.
Oh, by the way, let me just correct things. It's Adam Weinstein. I apologize for getting your name wrong, Adam. Describe the town. Describe the relations. I mean, start at the beginning for us. I mean, I want to give you the floor to break down as an eyewitness to what has really been going on in 3 days of rioting in Ferguson, Missouri, outside St. Louis. It's now obviously spread to other areas of South St. Louis last night. What have you been witnessing?
It was mainly the Sunday night where most of it happened, and it was just crowds of people, angry people that felt it necessary to destroy their own neighborhood, basically. They broke into and burned a Quick Trip, several small businesses, the shoe stores, tire and wheel place that had been in business for many years, a family-owned business. They smashed out the front windows and proceeded to load all of their merchandise into vehicles and drive off. They hit clothing stores, shoe stores, just anything, you know, they opportunist kind of action. Over the next day after that, things calmed down as far as the looting and any violence. Police were kind of staging the first day and more reacting to what was going on, where the second day they were prepared and ready, and I believe that they tried to control it as much as they could. They did a pretty good job at showing restraint, trying not to escalate things. And the main night that we were up there, about four stores up from ours, there's a Dollar General, and witnessed a large group of people, probably 50 or more people, smash out the front windows and start to loot. We stayed where we were at. We called the police. Obviously, they were quite busy that night. Took them a while to show up. By the time they did show up, the crowd had dispersed. They had left the scene. After that, the crowd returned, and a few of them broke in again and continued to loot the place. After a little while, the entire crowd started moving down the strip mall towards us. Next door to our business, there is a beauty supply that sells the hair weave and other pretty high-end stuff. And then on the other side, we have a wireless store, which seems to be popular for looting, I guess, because the expensive telephones and whatnot. As they proceeded down the strip mall, they saw us and quickly changed their minds and left. We also posted up there last night just in case, because some of the police officers that we know warned us that it could possibly be worse. And last night was very uneventful. We actually left about 11 p.m. Just there was absolutely no activity whatsoever in our area. They had the police had did a very good job of containing it down, mainly into Ferguson, just trying to control the crowds. And I believe the victim's family also had asked that, you know, they stopped all of the unnecessary violence and looting, you know, to respectfully honor the kid.
Again, we're joined by Adam Weinstein, who is a firefighter, but he also owns a gun shop, County Guns, countyguns.com, County Guns on Facebook, and he is a witness to this, and local news was able to photograph the fact that during the looting and rioting, his stores were right beside where this happened, but it was also a tattoo parlor, I'm told, that's close to you in the same strip mall.
Our business is the gun shop is run out of the lobby of the tattoo parlor. My business partner owns the tattoo shop, and we decided to split the business in half, basically to eliminate any overhead for the gun shop.
Well, Adam, let's expand.
We share a location.
Sure. Look, I'm here in Austin, Texas, and we've seen police before shoot people in cold blood on accident or on purpose, and then cover it up. But at the same time, we see a lot of departments that don't do that. I don't know enough about the Ferguson police to be able to give an accurate breakdown. So give us, as a citizen, your take on what's really happening and what you've seen unfold. I mean, here's an example. Here's CBS. This is just out. Police say they won't release the name of officer who shot, killed Michael Brown. And I guess their argument would be so there's no retaliation. But at the same time, since when do we have secret police? I mean, I think we should learn the name. Give us your take on the police department in general.
The interactions I've had with them, of course, I may even be a little biased just because I interact with them, you know, through the fire department and occasionally on a personal level. They all seem to be pretty professional to me. I know that they've had a troubled relationship with their citizens. And I believe, you know, I don't know any of the details of the story, so I can't speculate on that, but I can understand them not releasing it for his safety and also maybe just so they can conclude their investigation before they start putting anybody's names out there.
I've been asking the questions here. Any key points you'd like to relay to folks?
It's not as bad as it's being portrayed in the media. I mean, there was one main evening of pretty unruly behavior and a lot of looting and a lot of property damage. And the next day, there were some isolated incidents outside of the area that they attributed to the situation. But for the most part, after last night, in the evening, after the press conferences with the family and whatnot, things seem pretty calm. I mean, you still have large groups of people out there protesting and, you know, standing their ground. But as far as, you know, the violence of the looting, it's nothing like being portrayed on some of the news stations.
But since a mother went public and said, you know, please stop the violence, do you think that helped?
I believe it did. It seemed to, I mean, unless it's a coincidence, it kind of coincided with the next day where the police were expecting another wave. It pretty much didn't happen. I mean, there was, like I said, some isolated incidents. But for the most part,
sure,
you know, it was mainly peaceful protesting, which is, you know, how it should be.
Adam Weinstein is our guest, and I wanted to ask you specifically the media reported that you guys stood out front of the business with your AR-15s and that the looters went on by. I mean, is it accurate to say, kind of like the Koreans, in the famous L.A. riots, that the fact that you were there and armed may have stopped looting of your business?
I truly believe that if we had not been out there, whether armed or not armed, I personally believe that that is a deterrent. But I believe that if we hadn't been out there, they would have looted and destroyed that entire strip mall where there's probably a dozen businesses. And not one of them were touched except for the Dollar General, which had to be detached from the strip mall.
Well, the good news is the police didn't try to stop you from defending your business. In a lot of Democrat-controlled areas, they do that because the big crime in a socialist system is defending yourself, not committing crimes, because everybody that has a business is a greedy person unless you're Nancy Pelosi and have $1 billion, and you're not allowed to defend yourself. Adam, stay there. I want to do 5 more minutes with you to talk about the Second Amendment straight ahead. Adam Weinstein is our guest.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Final segment with Adam Weinstein. He is the member of the fire department there in the town of Ferguson outside St. Louis that saw the last 3 days of rioting, the worst being Sunday night. Now, since the mother of the 18-year-old black man, the victim, regardless, he is a victim of this terrible circumstance and possibly being murdered, by the police, well, we're not sure, has called for calm. That's a good thing. Certainly a bunch of criminals running around burning things in their own neighborhood. Anybody that has a business only hurts the town itself. But regardless, Adam and his friends stood up against the looters and clearly frustrated folks that did loot other buildings in the area that did not have armed guards outside of them. So this is a great example of what the police should do, like Katrina, instead of the feds coming in and not letting people stay in their shops or homes with firearms to protect them, even when they were high and dry. They came in and took their guns, and then looters came along later and stole everything they had. But in the case of L.A., or the case of Ferguson and St. Louis, the police did not try to keep the folks from being armed. Did you have a chance to talk to the police during this or after it, Adam?
Yeah, I wanted to mention to you also, correct you, I'm not a member of the Ferguson Fire Department. I am a St. Louis County firefighter.
Okay, just to be clear.
Also, so, yeah. The police actually came by on several occasions and thanked us, which surprised me. I was kind of expecting them to possibly run us off just for their own safety concerns, but they were very pleased to see us, and a few of them mentioned that they wish some more business owners would have done the same thing. There would have been a lot less damage, and that they were glad to see that we were being respectful and professional and not abusing our right to bear arms.
So they liked the fact that you were professional in bearing your arms, and obviously, I guess by professional, did you get taunted or anything?
No, not at all. Like I said, as soon as they saw us, they went the other way. They our shop has a reputation in that area for, we don't mess around because of the area we're in. We have a lot of different people in the area, and some of the ones who tend to misbehave in that shopping center know that that stuff isn't really tolerated by myself or my business partner or the other owner of the tattoo shop.
So this is a high crime area.
I would say medium, not necessarily high, but there's a neighborhood behind our location that has its problems. We've had, a few minor incidents over the last few years, and it's typically the kids in that neighborhood.
What does your gut tell you is behind all this?
I think it's more of a, I believe that the citizens are just angry with the police department, whether justified or not. I think it's more of a citizens versus law enforcement thing than any race issue.
Sure.
They haven't even released the officer's name, whether he's African-American or white or Hispanic. Nobody even knows. So
I'm guessing he's white because or Hispanic, because if he was black, I think they would have released that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Over the next few weeks or days as they progress with their investigation, I'm sure the information will come out. I'm hoping and counting on it being truthful.
Well, I mean, bottom line, burning down shoe stores and mini marts and businesses is only going to make people move out of the area and hurt the community. I just don't get this default action. After Trayvon Martin, we saw a raft of black-on-white assaults of old people, knockout games that even killed some folks. And I just don't understand. Like, if a black person killed a member of my family, I wouldn't go out and randomly find a black person to kill. And I just think it's the Al Sharpton, MSNBC mentality that is selling this idea. But I'm glad to hear from your perspective it's more of just an anti-police than an anti, race issue. I'm just so sick of it personally.
I think it directly relates to just the attitude of youth today, that they're so quick to use violence over anything else, and whether white, black, or Hispanic, it just seems to be the norm nowadays, where kids just, right off the bat, they go to violence. And it's one of the biggest problems that I see, every day, just even in my job, is it's young kids you know, high school age and below that are doing things that are just...
Yeah, it's the breakup of the family. Adam Weinstein, thank you so much for joining us. You're a hero for this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Central. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And find show dates, details, the streams at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or follow the banners on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to open the phones up for the balance of the broadcast and cover news now. And boy, is there a lot of it. The toll-free number to join us on air for first-time callers yet again, or if you haven't called in 5 years, first-time callers or ancient callers, to give new folks a chance to get involved on air, on any of the news we've covered today on Gardasil shots time and time again, killing people on the trials, killing people currently, sterilizing them, causing autoimmune disorders, giving them HPV. Now they're saying give it to boys. The schools lie and say it's the law. Other countries have banned it. Oh, you can say what you want about India and Japan and places like Brazil. But they're saying don't give kids younger than 18 months vaccines. They're saying don't eat GMO. They're saying we're banning Gardasil because they can see the effects of it. Now, before we go any further here today, let me just give you the toll-free number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We can discuss the Gardasil story that hurts my heart every time I see those reports every few weeks. But it's bigger than just a little girl dying hours after she took it. It's that they just keep us in perpetual ignorance of why did this happen? Oh, gee, we don't know. Was it the vaccine? When we know it's the vaccine. And everyone knows people that took a vaccine and died or took a vaccine and went into a coma. And then the media goes, there are no side effects of vaccines, safe and effective. Until you read the insert. And it says it can give you narcolepsy, epilepsy, neurological disorders, autoimmune disorders, death, cancer. Of the flu shot, polio vaccine, Gardasil, I don't care which one it is. Read the insert that comes with the drug. Go online, type in the insert. You can read the thing. You don't have to believe me that drinking one part per million of hydrofluorosilicic acid, a.k.a. fluoride, will massively reduce your IQ. A little over 10 points per decade. It'll give you dental fluorosis and fracturing of bones and rheumatoid arthritis and a sevenfold increase in bone cancer in boys and men. Kidney cancer. I try not to blow up on air. But we're being killed by the globalists who have all literally written hundreds of books, like Ecoscience by the White House Science Czar, admitting they're jacking the food and the water in social engineering. People go, man, you're crazy. Yeah, I know, because if you admit I'm telling the truth, then you've got to do something about it. I'm going to say this again. My grandmother, and that's it, Buckley, she said she'd do it. We're going over there and interviewing her about her polio experience because she's 89. She's still about 97% there. She's obviously not as sharp as she was when she was, 60 years old. But she's there. She's got a great memory. And I wanted to talk about that because she's been telling my mom that since, my mother was 5 years old. This is the reality. And then I can pull up news articles out of India and Pakistan where they suspend the polio shot because in 1 month, 60-plus thousand kids got paralyzed from it. And they said, we don't call it polio. They got paralysis from it. They're not eradicating polio. They're giving people polio. And this is the same global government caught doing all the secret medical experimentation over and over and over again. They're evil. It's bigger than Obama. It's bigger than the Republicans. It's bigger than the British government. It's bigger than the French government. It's bigger than the Russian government. It's the technocracy. So we can talk about that. 800-259-9231. And I see callers calling in about Robin Williams. Yeah, it's a wild card. Whatever you want to call in about, you're welcome to call in about it. You can talk about the Ferguson situation. You can talk about any of it. Now, let me spend a few minutes here reaching out to the listeners in a moment of stillness here. so it's not all just lost in translation or lost in my banter, that when I tell you about how big InfoWars.com is, how big this radio show is, it is not to have a big ego. It is to let you know that we are engaged in a major assault of the globalist and their eugenics program. We are here to speak directly to the White House operatives and the Ford Foundation and CIA and NSA and Department of Defense and corporate IBM, Microsoft, Google, Apple operatives who are let in on the technocracy, who are let in on the master plan. They understand they're not going to be given entree into the next level of this. They are operating out of fear, out of greed, out of mercenary instincts. And we've got to get the narrative out there that we are breaking away from their whole fake debate and communicating directly with them on a true narrative of, are you really evil? Do you really want to go along with this? And your whole fake progressive liberal touchy-feely simpering NPR voice that you know is a cover for the savage dehumanization and social engineering that you're part of. And then for the listeners out there, you need to become your own newsletter, your own website, your own YouTube channel, your own local radio show, your own access show, or to your own students or your college students or your workers or your bosses. We all need to be communicating with each other about these issues and about the fact that you can say the cop down the street's a nice guy or a nice lady, but the people running the system are bad. And so we can't let the system get more centralized control because it only uses that to dominate and dumb down society. And then secondarily, it is integral to understand InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is under attack, and the power structure is doing everything it can to ensure that we are blocked, we are demonized, we are attacked on every front. They're trying to assassinate my character, my name, my whole operation, unsuccessfully, I might add. And that's what's scary. I'll explain in a moment. Because we are over the target. When you fly over the target, the anti-aircraft guns are aimed on you. You fly into the flak to drop your bombs because that's where the war is. And I never imagined as a child, or even as an activist when I was 20 years old, trying to get on radio and TV. I didn't want to get on radio and TV to be somebody. I didn't want to get on radio and TV to be a narcissist. I wanted to get on radio and TV because I knew they were taking farmers' land outside Austin to build on it under the guise of environmentalism, and I took it personal. I knew they were giving fines to old ladies and people that they couldn't fix the grass in their backyard to take their houses. I took it personal. Just like if I saw somebody, three or four guys beating up some little guy in a parking lot, I'm going to go over and tell them, pick on somebody your own size. And not because I'm looking for trouble, but because my instinct makes me go up to them. It's just how I am. And the fact that we are hurting the enemy so bad and they're attacking us every day in establishment organs with talking points, and the fact that it's getting worse and that it's ineffective. If they destroyed me in my name or made up some scandal and really damaged me, then they wouldn't kill me or set me up or imprison me. But the fact that everything they do bounces off of InfoWars, we are now crossing that event horizon that even though I'm real and act goofy sometimes and they can spin that against me, the public has spun it back against them and it's made InfoWars and yours truly even bigger. And it's backfired. It's boomeranged. And I can see the tea leaves, ladies and gentlemen, politically, that if we continue to exponentially grow like this in our reach and our paradigm shifting understanding, they will come after me. And I'm not scared of that. I don't look forward to it, but it's something that has to be done. But I want everyone to understand something. That is the great victory of life, is knowing the road you're going down and going down that road, because in the end, setting a good example, being strong, not backing down, will be the example to others that will defeat the New World Order and that will protect the innocents that are being attacked by them on every front, because that's their real target, is the innocents. That's what evil wants to destroy, is children and the innocent, beautiful mind. And that's the job of men. Being a man doesn't mean you have huge muscles or that you can do 500 push-ups, though that has historically been a mark of a man who's capable and who's not lazy. That's important, but not as important as the moral courage to do what is demanded of you genetically and in your family line and your family name, to not be a creature of your age, of decadence and evil, and to stand against the flood of tyranny. And it is the fire that tests the metal that in the end will purify and will sanctify. Because faith without works is dead. And so many men out there that pose and pretend that they're challenging evil and that work in the system, they know deep down they have betrayed their ancestors. They have betrayed everything that is important. And so people out there need to decide which side they're on. Because deep down, everyone who still has a soul, everyone who has a conscience, everyone who still has at least, God's hand on them a little bit, knows that great evil is rising and that you have the answers to what needs to be done. You don't need me to tell you what to do. You know what you can do in your area. None of us have to save the world by ourselves, but by starting on the path of challenging evil and challenging corruption, we can find the levers that will move the world together with our good intentions. And then, by stepping forward, God, the creator of the universe, as Martin Luther King said, the universe bends towards justice, will give us the providence, the manifest destiny, to turn the tide. But we will be judged first, but the tide will be turned early in the judgment. And the judgment will not be as deep as it would be, and it will not be continual, that you see so many nations completely collapse into absolute squalor and wickedness. The whole world is either going to collapse into a black hole of pure rapine, or we're going to reverse this. But again, even if you think you don't have any power, even if you've been taught that you're a nothing, it is the animating contest of liberty. It is the spiritual decision to say, I stand against the New World Order. I stand against those that love death. I stand against those that serve Satan. I stand against those that would hurt the innocents. It is that decision and simply throwing your hands up and saying, God, the universe, you don't have to believe in God, folks. God believes in you. Say, God, show me. Help me be better. I repent. Help me be good. Help me be strong. Help me be a warrior. Direct me to what I need to do. And the doors will open. And the great adventure will begin. And your free will be activated. And then all those areas, all your gifts that God gave you, all the memories, all the instincts, all the ancestral programming that God gave you, the incredible experience of touching your ancestors. Reality is so much more complex than people can even imagine. Yes, we live after death. And yes, we experience the experiences of our ancestors. They live on through us. It is incredible. It is so multi-layered and amazing. And the New World Order knows this and is trying to block it. I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls, Josh, Mary, John, Mitchell, Jonathan, and others. But we need to realize how epic and big things are and pull ourselves back from the globalists trying to make us feel small. By realizing how small they are, that is the beginning of their downfall. That's why they have the red carpets and Air Force One and the giant studios, and all of it is to project the invincibility deception like the Wizard of Oz. Briefly, also, please support this operation by spreading the word about InfoWars.com, the radio show, our AM and FM affiliates. Buy the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've never had a special this big. We're leaving all the other specials, because I love specials, that are already in place, with a 10% blanket special on everything, even on products discounted as much as 37%, an additional 10%. So on a bunch of products, I'm actually losing money to be super competitive and to get people into the store to support the overall operation. Pro Second Amendment t-shirts, Molon Labe, InfoWars Life X2, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Silver Bullet, promo code 1010 for 10% off, just 10 at checkout, 10% off already all the other discounts. We got t-shirts in there for $10. Guess what? It's 10% off, $1 off that. So if it's $100, it's $10 off. InfoWarsStore.com, Midair Refueling, support us. We're 110% committed. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Consciousness is, people will stop committing suicide because they weren't making enough millions and might have to sell their mansions. like Robin Williams, who I feel sorry for. The minute we realize we're in the universe and we're part of something so big and so ancient, and that humanity is on the cusp of such incredible things, then we'll see what jokes mainstream media is and all their attempts to play games. They're cheating to maintain control instead of empowering humanity so we can ascend together. They are having us descend so they can reign in hell instead of serve in heaven. It's better to burn out than fade away as they burn all of society out. I want to go, since I mentioned Robin Williams, who I'm very sad is dead, what looks like a suicide, to John. We'll go to Josh, Mary, Mitchell, Jonathan, and others. Total open phones in the next hour. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
So I was reading about Robin Williams, and he's just another one in a long line of actors that came to a head in Hollywood. I mean, but you know, Hollywood's an immoral place, and it chews up actors left and right, sets them out. We could sit here all day and talk about all the actors that came to a bad end in Hollywood. You know?
What happens is, you know, they can make $5 million a movie. They have so many managers and people that if they're out of work a while, the managers and people chew up all their funds. And then they, again, live in these big palaces. And, it's not fulfilling. And we've got everybody chasing Hollywood, believing it's going to fulfill you, and it's not going to fulfill you. Go ahead.
And there's a few actors like Jimmy Cagney and Jimmy Stewart and Ernest Borgnine, a few of them that came out all right, you know, that they led happy lives, but most of them come to a sad end.
Yeah, Ernest Borgnine, who died this year, he was a listener, but I never got him on the show. It's like laziness. Joe Rogan's about to be in town next week. I know I can get him in studio. I just need to call him. And, you know, it's the same thing with Borgnine. I just never tried to get him on. But people want to hear from those folks, so I should do that. But, I mean, I like Robin Williams. But, you know, his politics, though, were not very pro-liberty. It was kind of a bunch of leftist stuff. But still, he was, you know, a good actor. Kind of typecast. But everybody's freaking out about his death. What about the death of all these people taking Gardasil? Again, 1,000 Palestinians are dead. Okay, I don't like it. I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible what Hamas is doing as well. But I don't hate Israel. And I don't hate the Palestinians. But you get 300,000 people killed by IS and Al-Qaeda, and nobody wants to talk about it. Hey, Arabs, stop killing the Arab Christians. Ah, shut up, you Israel lover. It's an immoral cop-out. So they can run around with Al-Qaeda chopping everybody's heads off and dragging people behind motorbikes. And I say, please stop doing it to non-radical Muslims and Christians. And they go, shut up, Jew. And so, you know, that's my issue is I'm not Jewish. But they want to say I am. Okay, I'm Jewish. Because it just becomes a moral cop-out by all these anti-Israel people. They don't have to know any facts or know anything about quantum mechanics or know anything about history. They just run around screaming, I hate Jews all day. And it's the same thing for the folks that are 100% pro-Israel. Everyone else is bad, but if you're pro-Israel. When Israel's got all its own corruption and problems. I mean, you know, I see this meme on Infowars.com, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to break and come back with more people. NSA doc reveals ISIS leader is U.S., British, and Israeli intelligence asset. New Snowden documents, July 19th. I looked it up this morning. We have no fewer than 7 articles since July 19th about this. And I see this meme on YouTube and InfoWars saying, Alex Jones won't talk about how ISIS is connected to Israel. I've probably talked about it 50 times. And I'm not defending myself. I'm just saying what pathetic morons you are.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-313.